Books on Tape presents Foundation and Empire by Isaac Asimov. Read by Scott Brick. Prologue. The Galactic Empire was falling. It was a colossal empire stretching across millions of worlds from arm end to arm end of the mighty multi-spiral that was the Milky Way. Its fall was colossal too, and a long one. For it had a long way to go. It had been falling for centuries before one man became really aware of that fall. That man was Harry Seldon, the man who represented the one spark of creative effort left among the gathering decay. He developed and brought to its highest pitch the science of psychohistory. Psychohistory dealt not with man, but man masses. It was the science of mobs, mobs in their billions. It could forecast reactions to stimuli with something of the accuracy that a lesser science could bring to the forecast of a rebound of a billiard ball. The reaction of one man could be forecast by no known mathematics. The reaction of a billion is something else again. Harry Seldon plotted the social and economic trends of the time, sighted along the curves, and foresaw the continuing and accelerating fall of civilization, and the gap of 30,000 years that must elapse before a struggling new empire could emerge from the ruins. It was too late to stop that fall, but not too late to narrow the gap of barbarism. Seldon established two foundations at opposite ends of the galaxy, and their location was so designed that in one short millennium, events would knit and mesh so as to force out of them a stronger, more permanent, more...